"Look, do you see that?" said Ramana. He pointed ahead, where Savitri could make out a wisp of smoke above the trees. "A cooking fire?" she guessed. "Follow it and find out. I'll stay here until you return." Ramana made himself comfortable on a stump. So Savitri headed toward the smoke. Soon she noticed the trees had been burned down and saw wrecked ox carts and other signs of destruction. Eventually, she found herself in a deserted village. Soldiers had invaded from a nearby kingdom and had laid waste to the countryside. In this village, all the houses had been reduced to smoldering ashes except for one, which was untouched. Savitri walked up to the door where an old woman sat. "Everything all around is destroyed," Savitri said, bowing to her. "How did your house come to be spared?" The old woman replied, "All the men of our village were away fighting. When the soldiers came with their torches to rob me and set fire to my house, I told them, 'Come, come, for no one else is brave enough to enter. Everyone inside has scarlet fever. Help me tend to my sick family.' At that, the soldiers were so frightened they refused to come a step closer and ran away." Savitri reached into her sari and found a small coin which she gave to the old woman. She retraced her steps until she found the place where she'd left Ramana. "Why did you send me there?" she asked. The old woman turned away an army with two words. "Scarlet fever," he said. "The wise know that death can also be turned away with two words. I am." "I don't understand." She was even more confused when she looked at the sky and saw that the wisp of smoke had disappeared. "That village was just a symbol," said Ramana. "For trouble and sorrow?" "No, for impermanence. Heed this, Savitri. There is no permanence in this life. Possessions come and go, as do other people. Somehow we cope with so much loss. How? By clinging to the notion that we are permanent, that our world is forever." "But that is the wrong way. Death is greedy and wants to destroy everything as wantonly as an invading army. Just hold out your arms to him and say, 'I am.' Death will retreat because there's nothing for him to destroy. 'I am' has no possessions, no expectations, nothing to cling to. Yet it is everything you are and everything you will ever need in this world or the one to come." Ramana spoke with calm authority, and this helped Savitri. The old woman lied when she said scarlet fever. "You must tell the truth when you say, 'I am.' I think you are nearly ready," Ramana said gently. "How can I make it the truth?" asked Savitri. "It's not difficult. When you are happy, go inside and feel the one who is the experiencer of happiness. When you are sad, go inside and feel the experiencer of sadness. They are the same. There is a still small point that watches all, witnesses all. Be with that stillness whenever you can. Familiarity is your greatest ally. I am is your being." At first, the still small point will not be much of an experience, yet it can grow without limit. When you die and finally have nothing to hold on to, I am will fill the whole universe. The wise have repeated this truth over and over in every age. But you mustn't buy a truth secondhand. Find the I am inside yourself, and it will expand to fill you. When that happens, you are safe. Your being will be the same as your soul.